ABC Radio Australia.
Thousands of jobs are on the line at one of Papua New Guinea's major tuna factories after the company scaled back operations last week. RD Tuna Canners is the latest big employer to run into economic trouble, coming after Lay Biscuit Factory halted production for 2 weeks earlier this month. Managers at the cannery say a tuna shortage has forced them to wind things back. And as Marion Farr reports, employees are also worried what will happen if the problem persists.
A tuna factory worker, who we'll call Isabel, was supposed to be working all this week.
We're having some struggles because we don't have work. They've given us a day off, we're just resting.
She's an employee at the RD Tuna Canners in Madang and doesn't want to use her real name out of fear of losing her job. The factory, which employs more than 3,000 people in its production department, scaled back operations last week.
The bosses have told us just to wait. There are no fish. Some days we work, some days we rest.
ABC has contacted the company for an interview but did not receive a response. Speaking with PNG newspaper Post Courier, RD Tuna Community Affairs Manager Charles Vamudi said the company was reducing operations for 2 weeks because it wasn't able to get enough fish. He said workers from the production department had not been laid off but were given shifts on selected days. Workers like Isabel are worried what will happen if the problem continues.
We want a full fortnight. We want more work and more pay.
She's already feeling the pinch.
I'm very worried because I have to look after my kids, pay their school fees and buy clothes for them.
Buy more clothes, something wrong.
While some have cited climate change as a reason for the low tuna stock, President of the PNG Fishing Industry Association, Sylvester Pockajam, says that's not at all the case.
Rubbish. Totally rubbish. As far as we are concerned, the recent stock assessment done by the SPC clearly showed that all the stocks are all in healthy state.
He says there are plenty of fish, but the issue comes down to high fees for domestic fishing boats.
They charge them $10,500 US per day. $10,500 per day for access to fish.
Mr. Pockajam says the fees, which were brought in by the previous PNG government in 2018, were far too high.
So as a result, our domestic fleets, they cannot cope.
He says RD Tuna stopped its domestic fishing in October last year.
Fuel price was very, very high, and also VDS price was also extremely high for the last 5 years. So they have decided to stop fishing.
Since then, the PNG government has reduced fees. From the beginning of this month, domestic fishing boats only have to pay $6,500 per day to fish. But Mr. Pockajam says it's too late for RD Tuna.
RD stopped fishing in October 2022. The new rates were effective from 3rd of March this year, 2023.
How has RD continued to operate? How has the cannery continued to operate since October when it stopped fishing?
They're getting fish from the PNG domestic fleets, which is the PNG flag vessels and the LBFV, locally based foreign vessels.
But he says the price of fish is extremely high.
The fish supply to RD will be very, very, very hard at the moment.
And he says some vessels are reluctant to stop in Madang.
There seems to be some problem with NMSA, National Maritime Authority. They've got something to do with vessels, that they are holding vessels in port for very long time, you know, 1 month, 2 months. So that's why our domestic fleets are reluctant to come into Malang to offload the catch.
PNG Fisheries Minister Jelta Wong is meeting with RD Tuna executives today to discuss the issues they've been having.
Our government has heard the plight of the company, and we know that they are big employers of our people. So we will do reforms to ensure that they are in line with ensuring that the people are employed and looked after.
He says the government has already taken action by reducing fees.
And the after effects of COVID has put shipping industries charges really high, and the transport prices have risen dramatically, that we try to ensure that the industry has a conducive environment to work in.
But there's no promise about further reductions.
We have to do things in moderation. We've cut it down a lot from what it was. We have to do feasibility studies to ensure that the natural resources are protected.
While RD tuna workers like Isabel wait to see what happens, they're also calling for better pay and improved facilities at work.